You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of KUCI or the UC Board of Regents. For more information on the show, go to kuci.org. Greetings. This is Katrina Kirkby, and I am your UC Master Gardener host today with In the Garden with Master Gardeners. Today we have a really great show, and it is with Rebecca Chadwick. She's a fellow Master Gardener, and we're going to be talking about a wonderful program that is open to the public, and it's free of charge, and it is a total give back to our community. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Katrina.
I understand that the City of Irvine, along with Master Gardeners, has a wonderful series of gardening programs being offered. And could you tell us what is it? I understand it's called Smart Gardening in Irvine, but tell me more.
Smart Gardening is a series of classes that we present in the City of Irvine at City Hall twice a year. We do two classes each night, and they're always about some gardening topic. We've been engaged in this effort since 2011, and we've had many, many wonderful topics that people are interested in with regard to gardening, everything from composting to growing vegetables to improving their soil to learning how to create a backyard wildlife habitat. It's just a wonderful series, and we have two classes coming up soon. And we want to invite not only the citizens of Irvine, but also any person living in Orange County can come to these free evening classes.
How exciting. Now, I happen to know, I've heard the list of some of the speakers. You're going to be getting some of the best Master Gardener speakers that are around. And it is a wonderful. Where is it being held this year? It's held at the same place all the time, isn't it?
It's always held at Irvine City Hall in the large conference room on the ground floor. Come in the main doors and go to the back. It's always there.
And this month's topic is going to be on?
We have two topics. Our first class is Wednesday, March the 30th. Class starts at 6:30 p.m. and goes till 9 p.m. And the topic, one of the favorites, tomatoes A to Z. Everything you've always wanted to know about growing a bumper crop of tomatoes.
You know, one of the things I like about your gardening classes, Rebecca, is it's geared to the beginner and it's also geared to the more expert of the gardener. So there's something for everybody to learn there, correct?
There is. We do the basics, but we throw in Master Gardener wisdom in between the basics, and we're always available. Our speakers are always available for questions during or following the presentation. The second class on Thursday, the 31st of March, so the classes are the 30th and the 31st, the topic is getting your garden ready for spring. And that means whether you are growing vegetables or ornamentals or both, we're going to talk to you about improving your soil and using healthy fertilizing strategies, as well as defeating those common garden pests using least toxic methods. So we're pretty excited about this upcoming series, and we really would like to invite the public, not just the citizens of Irvine.
That is great. And now, if we wanted to do this class, how would we find out more about it? Because I understand you have to register to be able to go to the class. You have
Registration to register. Registration is very important because it allows us to have the proper number of handouts and to know what to expect. For the citizens of Irvine, I believe they all receive a copy of Inside Irvine magazine, which is an activity guide that lists all kinds of classes that you can take in the city of Irvine. If you live in Costa Mesa, let's say, and you're interested in these classes, you can do one of two things. I have a phone number that you can call to register for these classes, and I have a website that you can go to register for these classes. Again, they are free, and all we need you to do is register no matter where you live in Orange County.
Rebecca, could you give us the phone number and the website?
I can.
Please, thank you.
The phone number to register for our classes is area code 949-724-6610. And the website, irvinequickreg.org. All one word, irvinequickreg.org.
Now, could you give us that again? Some people might have taken a minute to get a pen or...
Sure. The phone number for registering for these classes is 949-724-6610. And the website, irvinequickreg.org. And Irvine Quick Reg is all mushed together, as is usual, with websites. And all of the classes, if you register online, come up in alphabetical order. So you scroll down to Smart Gardening, and it's a couple of clicks, and you're registered.
Now, also, Rebecca, a lot of people are driving right now, and it's sometimes hard to remember all this while they're driving. So they could just go to our website, which is ucccmg.org, or what is really easy is if you just Google Master Gardeners of Orange County, California, and that pops up our page, and you'll be able to find more information on that.
That's right. It couldn't be any easier, and again, it's free, and all of our instructors are Orange County Master Gardeners, really smart people who know a lot about a whole variety of topics.
You know, I have heard about these incredible topics that they've done. In the past, they've done topics on turf reduction and removal, creating beneficial wildlife habitats, colorful plants or bulbs for beds and borders, your favorite vegetables, backyard composting and worms, citrus and stone fruit, avocados, creating healthy soils. The list goes on and on. Strawberry gardening, care of chickens, including the unusual kind of ones, California native, integrative pest management. It is just incredible what you guys cover, and it is a free program. Now, again, it is Wednesday the 30th. It is at Irvine City Hall, and it's from 6:30 to 9:30. And give us a little taste about tomatoes A to Z. Could you talk a few minutes about they're going to come in, and they're going to sit down, and you're going to do it's called Tomatoes A to Z. Give us a little taste testing.
We're going to start off with a very brief, probably 5-minute history of tomatoes. The story of tomatoes in America is really very interesting because Americans used to not eat tomatoes because we thought they were poisonous. So after the brief history, we'll do topics such as how do you plant tomatoes from seed. If you want to go to the store and buy a seed packet, or perhaps you save seeds, then how to properly plant and nurture a seed until you have a wee tomato plant, and then it gets big enough for you to transplant, how to transplant it, what kind of soil to put it in. It depends on whether you're putting it in the ground or you're putting it in a pot or a raised bed. How to plant the tomato, because I didn't know. I always just took it out of the pot and put it in the ground, and now I know that there is a better way to plant tomatoes, and the audience will find that out. then how to nurture it, how to observe it, stake it, whether or not to prune tomatoes. We'll talk about some of the most popular varieties. We'll talk about the difference between heirloom tomatoes and hybrid tomatoes. And we'll even talk about grafted tomatoes, the hot new topic.
Ooh,
so it will be very extensive. It'll take the two hours, and then people will be able to ask our speakers, all experts on tomatoes, questions about, well, what is this? What happens when this happens? What should I do here? What kind should I buy? All of those questions will be answered.
You know what's nice about this class? It's geared for if you want to know everything about tomatoes, if you just want to learn about tomatoes and not do anything, if you want to start tomatoes from seed, or like some of us, we want to go get a tomato plant and we want to make it really simple because our lives are really busy. How do we make it as simple as possible by putting that and getting the best results possible? If any of those things are what you're looking at, the class is for you.
Absolutely. You can be the biggest beginner gardener in the world or someone who's been gardening for 50 years, and I believe that you will learn something new in this class. So you don't have to have a level of expertise to appreciate or learn from this class. It'll be a lot of fun, and I would urge people to come out. Everyone just about in the world loves tomatoes. And I was at a local Orange County nursery only yesterday. Now, it's the 23rd of February, and I want to tell you that they had tomatoes out in 4-inch pots. So they have hit the nurseries already.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And there's so many different this time of year, there's so many different choices of tomatoes that we could have. And they're also probably going to be talking about there's a tomato for every yard. You know, some of us have large yards where we could have large tomato plants that are growing. And some of us have smaller apartments or condos with maybe just a patio garden. And you could talk to us about what kind of tomato would go well in a pot. That we could just, how much room do we really need, and can we grow it in a small area? So those are the kinds of questions that you could bring, because the master gardeners are trained and has expertise in large garden areas and small gardening areas, because that's what our community is about. We have a lot of different things. And you could also ask them about different kind of tastes of tomatoes. If there's something that you're looking, are you looking for making tomatoes to make paste out of, or if you like these little cherry tomatoes, and there's all kinds of stuff, and whatever it is for you, you can ask. That's exciting. Now we also have these are back-to-back classes, correct, Rebecca? There's one day and one the next?
The next day, yes. Thursday the 31st of March, the class will be, as I said earlier, getting your garden ready for spring.
And what does to the layperson, what does that mean?
That means that whether you want to grow ornamentals or edibles or both, our master gardener experts will help you give those plants the best environment and the proper amount of sun or shade, as the case may be, how to fertilize, use healthy fertilizing strategies. And of course, we all know that garden pests are common, and we like to get rid of them without poisoning our plants or our neighbor's plants. So we'll talk about least toxic methods to control the garden pests that we have.
Exciting. You know, I find in my garden one of the most important things is just prepping the soil. If I don't have good soil and my soil's not prepped, it affects me throughout the whole growing season. You're going to spend some time on talking about that?
In both of those classes, both the tomato class and getting your garden ready for spring, soil will be a really important topic, because, as you said, if you have bad soil and you don't amend it in some way, you're not going to have great success.
You know, Rebecca, I've had quite a few people say to me, well, I can't grow because I have bad soil. So is there really things that we could do to help amend our soil that we can grow?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there are too many of us that live in Orange County that don't have bad soil. I'm sure there are a fortunate few, but we will be talking about amendments, and we will be talking about compost, and we will be talking about all the things that you can do to encourage soil health.
There is, just to let everybody know, there's so much you can do. I remember coming home and my front flower bed was so hard that they took jackhammers to it. And they were using, oh yeah, jackhammers because they couldn't, it was breaking sticks. It was like you couldn't get anything to it. And I have beautiful flowers and vegetables growing in there now. It just had to figure out what my problem was. And my problem was it was an inch of soil, and after that it was just rock hard. And this will kind of help us tell. So they'll be able to help you with whatever kind of soil you'll have and tell you what to do. And then proper watering, proper fertilizing.
Right, and we're all very concerned about watering, so strategies for watering, whether you have to hand water because you're gardening on a patio, or you want a drip system, or you use the hose, or you use a sprinkler system, what's the best way you can deliver water to your garden and be successful?
You know, I had to this year. I have a rather large yard. And I have a really big yard. If anybody listens to the show with Tina and I talking, I have quite a large yard. And I am really shockingly surprised that I'm under my water allotment. And I have two large vegetable gardens. But what I'm doing is I'm being very mindful of where my water goes. And I look at the time of the year. I look at how warm it's going to be, how much sun something's getting. And I'm just being a little bit smarter because I really want to keep some of my flowers, and I definitely want to keep my vegetables. And with just a little bit of mindfulness, it's amazing how much you could actually cut back, or how much I was able to cut back.
Those five-minute showers really help.
Buckets in the shower and the sink help, too.
Yes. We have a little dial in our shower that gives us 5 minutes, and man, we have to shower up quick and get out, but there's a lot of water that goes down the drain.
Well, I have something called hydrangeas. Now, I used to have 7 hydrangeas, and hydrangeas take a lot of water. Well, I have 3 of them now, and my bath water, as it gets hot, and my sink water is dedicated to my hydrangeas. So I picked and choose, and I don't have as many as I used to have. I'm still under what I'm supposed to be under, but I was able to keep 3 of them. And that's my little goal, is to have my 3 hydrangeas. I don't recommend hydrangeas planting them. If you don't have them now, don't plant them. They're not water-wise, but all I'm trying to do is say we can make exceptions for things, and if we're smart, we could still have our vegetable gardens and our gardens.
Indeed.
So we're getting ready for this. So the second, I segued a bit. Our second one is for getting ready for your garden for spring. So we just talked about soil. We talked a little bit about water. What's the next thing you're going to be hitting on that day?
Garden pests and how to use the least toxic methods to keep those bad boys under control. You know, a friend of mine says that there is only 2 things money can't buy, and they are true love and homegrown tomatoes. So we really want to pack them in for our tomato class, because there is nothing in the world any better than a tomato. And the second night when we do getting ready for spring, the things that we're going to talk about also go to tomatoes or any other summer vegetable that you want to grow. You must have the right amount of water. You have to keep the pests at bay without using poison. And you need to be able to use some sort of healthy fertilizer, whether it's compost or whatever strategies there are. We're going to talk about all those things, and that goes to tomatoes as well as anything that you're going to plant in your yard, whether it's a flower or it's a vegetable.
You know, this is a great time of year to be talking about this, because if we're mindful regarding all these different things, if we're mindful about all these different things, we're okay. I lost my train of thought. If we're mindful of all these different things, it's easier now to take care of the problems than when they get full-fledged in the summer. A little bit of work right now will really save us a lot of time with bugs and pests and other issues a little bit later in the summer. So investment now for a future gain. Well, Rebecca, why don't you give us the website again?
I will. And again, all of the classes that will come up when you go to this website, all of the classes that are offered in Irvine will come up, and they're in alphabetical order. So you want to scroll down to S's, Smart Gardening, and the website is Irvine Quick Reg, R-E-G, .org, IrvineQuickReg.org. And if you want to call to register, the number is 949-724-6610.
Wonderful. And if you can't remember that, and if you listen to the show, you can go to our website. That's UCCMG.org. And if you can't remember that, just Google Master Gardeners of Orange County. The Irvine has been wonderful about allowing us to do these shows. We do them twice a year, these presentations, and it's a great, great thing. It's a great asset, and like Rebecca said before, you don't have to be a resident of Irvine. They're welcoming everybody. It's about teaching the community and about smart gardening practices and usage of water and just being wise. And you could still have, even though we're in a drought, we could still have beautiful gardens.
Absolutely. And remember, the classes are free. And they're taught by UCCE Master Gardeners, who a lot of them have been gardening for many years and have tons of wisdom that they're willing to share.
You know, some of the people you told me that teach these classes, I'm just so impressed with. Rebecca, you're a great recruiter of great speakers. Oh, my goodness.
I am a great recruiter.
She is. Rebecca, what should we talk about now? We've kind of covered those two. You want to talk a little bit about other classes that you've done? Or do you have any ideas what you're going to be doing in the future?
Well, our future classes are not scheduled yet, but we will schedule classes for the fall. And we have lots of choices. It's been a long time since we've done composting. When we did composting before, the city, in cooperation with the Irvine Waste Management, gave away free composting bins. And citrus and stone fruit and grapes and growing avocados, those are always very popular. Last year, I think it was last year, we did for the first time straw bale gardening, which is a very interesting way to garden, especially if you don't have a lot of room. And again, we could probably easily repeat our class about chickens and chicken care.
I understand there was a great turnout for that class.
Great turnout, and our two experts on chickens had with them the regulations for every city in Orange County as to whether or not you could have chickens, and most now say yes, but what the restrictions are on keeping chickens, the number of chickens you can have. Again, coping with the drought is going to be a continuing concern for anybody that gardens, whether you grow tomatoes or vegetables or not. And I believe that we'll probably in the fall have a master food preserver doing some talking about some simple ways to keep the results of your garden. We've done designing with and growing and caring for succulents. That was a very popular class. Succulents are in every nursery now in large amounts because that's the way some people cope with a drought. Succulents are not ugly. They're very beautiful. They flower. And it was a great class, and we may repeat that one also. Also, if the public gives us input on what they'd like to hear about.
You know, you guys could also go to our website, which we keep giving out over and over again, just Google Master Gardeners of Orange County. If you have questions about anything, you can go to that page, and help, you know, there's places you can find to look it up. We also have something called a hotline, and in that hotline you could ask a particular question. You could ask where more gardening seminars are going to be if you can't make this one. We have gardening seminars all over Orange County, and they're usually free to the public, and it's a wonderful free source. And what Master Gardeners do, our mandate is pretty much to give back, and we're educating the public, and that's what we like to do. And so nobody's bothering us. Nobody, you know, it's something we love to do, and we love to share the information. So I hope you come to Rebecca's event. If you can't make it to her event, look at our website and find another event or that you'd like to come and listen to. Or if you just want to find some information, scientifically based information on gardening, just come and check us out. Rebecca, I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank you for putting this event on for all of us. I've heard wonderful things about it, and I hope our listening audience has the time and opportunity to come and check it out.
So do we. We all love tomatoes.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.